Hello and welcome to the Built Environment Marketing Show, hosted by me, Aya Abbas. Today's episode is a recap from last year of one that I did with Karen Willey from Always Thinking. It was one all about events and business development and networking, and she gave tons and tons of handy tips, which of course I thought would be timely as it's UK Reef next week. So over to Karen. Enjoy. Karen, thanks so much for coming onto the show. Can you tell me a bit about yourself and what you do in terms of business development, and also about your company, Always Thinking?
I am Karen Willey. I am one of the co-partners in Always Thinking. We are a business development consultancy. I used to do business development for people. I think that is not a very good process. And actually, what we decided was to do that we would teach people how to do business, not teach them, enable their businesses to do business development better. So that starts with really great processes, yep. A really good understanding of your clients and upskilling your teams and having some really good strategies in place and knowing how to approach things, having all those tools to your hand so that nothing's scary and everything's doable.
I love that, like making business development doable. I think that's actually really lovely, because I think, are built environment firms good at business development? Because I think traditionally we're not. Is that true?
I think traditionally you're not, because you don't go through your training to become a business development person. So at no point during your architectural engineering degree do they sit you down and go, okay, so this is how you run a business. Yeah. This is how you win work.
It's the missing part, isn't it?
It's marketing. The missing link.
Yeah.
You know, and they really don't put that in. And therefore, you learn how to do your job well. And these other soft skills come along the way. Yeah. So you sort of learn them by osmosis or through accident or because you once had a good boss or things like that. And actually what we're trying to do is to speed that, accelerate that process, because that can take a long time.
And I think the other thing about the industry is they're seller doers. So they're doing the work, but they're also selling the product and service. Yes. And I think that's the whole thing of, you know, you're trained in technical excellence for your engineering, but actually the technical excellence of this kind of selling.
Yeah.
Is missing, isn't it?
Completely. And also what happens if you're a seller doer, what you do is you live in this cycle of this up and down cycle where you're like, I'm really busy. I'm going to do all my work. Oh, I'm not busy. Oh, I need some work. Yeah. And so you constantly live in this horrendous peak and trough as the seller. And so what we try to do is show people how to be more focused, be more strategic, talk about the things that you do want to do and how to then look at these in sort of so that you can keep doing it, because the time you must do business development is when you're at your busiest. And that's the time when a lot of people will go, oh, I don't need to do business development. We're really busy. We've got work coming in left, right, and center.
And then something happens, that work stops, and then you're there going, there's no pipeline.
Yes. And that is the point. And that's the thing that we always say. We say, like, when you're at your busiest, that's when to invest. That's when to upskill the team. That's when to get more people doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the limitations around it. So, very important.
The reason I kind of invited you on was because I loved your MIPIM tips posts, which if you are not connecting with Karen on LinkedIn, I advise you to look at, because they were very funny. And as it's called,
the most distraction we've ever had on LinkedIn.
Because you make us laugh. I mean, they are very, very funny, but I will put a link into those in the show notes.
Thank you.
As it's conference season, and I'm going out to Leeds shortly for UK Reef, I thought it would be good to kind of showcase some kind of business development tips for people who might be attending the show and wanting to network. So how should someone who is going to a conference or an in-person event, any tips on the kind of what prep they should be doing right now so they get the most out of their time?
Research.
Okay.
So you have to do your research. There is no point in going and rocking up and hoping for the best. So number one, and me and Katie, and this goes through all of business development, before you do anything, research the companies who are going, who are your clients who are going. You need to know who's going. So if you've bought that ticket, which obviously one would hope you have, then you need to research it. You need to get on that database and you need to find out who's going. And it's a slightly mundane task, but the benefits of it are really, really huge. Events are really good for targeting the people you want to work with who are there, but catching up with existing clients and also finding new people, because there'll be other people on that list where you think, oh, I've never heard of them before. Oh, that's interesting. I can see there's a synergy there. But that research and understanding their business and understanding what they're doing there and what they're trying to get out of it is the most important thing you can do, because it makes everything else so much easier.
So aside from the kind of delegate kind of list and that kind of information directory, where else could you look?
Speakers. All of the speakers, go and have a look on LinkedIn. Search REEF, you know, UK REEF UK on LinkedIn. If you're looking for architects, put UK REEF UK. All of those different things. Go to the news on Google. You know, don't just look at people's websites. Don't just look at their, go on Instagram. Everybody's doing all of this stuff all of the time now. So they're all putting things out. We're going to, you know, and everyone wants a full diary. And they're putting that out there because they want people to get in touch. So that's really important. So looking on LinkedIn, but going beyond the usual search, you know, and using those hashtags. That's when a hashtag, if nobody knows why they're putting a hashtag on something, is really useful.
And also, yeah, because you can easily leave a comment on the post that they're going, oh, see you there.
Yeah.
And also you can do your own posts on LinkedIn. I often do that. Yes. I create some graphics saying, hi, I'm going to, what, you know, UK REEF. And then I'll say,
which is all those MIPIM tips were for us. It was a reason to show people that we were demonstrating we were going to MIPIM, but doing it in a way that was not just the usual, hi, we're going to.
Yeah, you made it fun. Which actually gave you more traction, didn't it? Because it was fun.
Yes, completely.
So you managed to get your personality out of it. So I guess in some way, so comment, how would you connect with somebody beforehand? So would you, so you've done your research, you know, right, this is your targets or the people you definitely want to connect with. Do you reach out beforehand and how?
Yes, you do. You can on LinkedIn, but often people don't respond unless they've put something up specifically to say they want to meet people. Finding emails, the internet is a marvelous thing. You'd be surprised what you can find. You might already have them in your network or, you know, but buddying up with a few people are going, we tend to buddy up a little bit. So we like, as well as alongside our clients, we also have people who, you know, like, oh, are you going, oh, do you know them? Oh, I know them. Okay, right. Yeah. You know, so that buddying up is really, really important. But also doing direct outreach. But then saying like, we're going, it'd be really great to catch up. We want to talk about, I'm going to try and sell you this, but I can see you're doing this. I can see you're talking about this. It'd be really interesting to talk about this.
So not a generic connection, but it's more a, I know you're talking about this or you're looking at such and such. I'd love to hear what you're doing in this.
Yes. Yeah. Or we've been doing that. Maybe we could have a conversation about this. You know, I'd like to introduce you to X who's up there because I think there'd be a really good synergy there. You're looking for similarities and synergy. And that's why that research is really important. Yes, you can carpet bomb everybody. But really, you'll remember that. Why am I speaking to you? Well, who are you? And why am I speaking to you? And you'll be like, you might just fancy a coffee.
And also, is it worth scheduling meetings and things like that for your calendar?
Totally. It really is. Yes, because it gives you the security that you've got stuff to do. Yeah. No one wants to walk around a conference not having anything to do. So schedule yourself into talks and schedule yourself meetings. But do leave free time as well for those incidental things. So there's purpose in, don't overschedule. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then otherwise you'd be like, you might bump into somebody and they're like, oh, we're just all going here for a
drink. You're like, I can't schedule.
Oh, no. So you have to like, it's the fine balance of both people, you know, new people and leaving a little bit of time just for those, like that, you know, spontaneity, you know, serendipitous moments, as we like to call them.
I guess the way you're like, I'm now, because you said four things, I'm like, is that like quarter, you know, like actually, and then you've got free time in there is one of the chunks.
Yes. Like, and I would also take some time out for yourself as well. So it's really important. I mean, I'm a season, like, you know, some people go back to their rooms and do yoga. Some people just go off for a walk, but do just take a little bit of time to decompress and reboot yourself as well. Even if you are a very gregarious out there person, you still need a little bit of time to think.
It's hard.
Like, you know what? I'm just going to go sit in my room for 10 minutes and have a biscuit and
just be quiet. Sometimes you're just like, I just want to sit down and I just want to be quiet and that's it. And I find I was having a chat the other day. It's like, I'm like an extrovert introvert. So I've got both. Yeah. And then by the end, I can do it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I need to go now. I need to be quiet and I need to be alone. And that's the thing. It's just acknowledging that and how you work, I think.
Yes. Whether it's going for a run or stuff like that, just all those things, they're all really, really useful. Definitely put that
in. And kind of how do you make sure you're on the right guest list? And you're going to the parties that matter. I know you've gone to MIPIM, which obviously still happens.
That's when your network is That's when your network is critical. Yeah. So you need to use your network. You need to talk to people. You know, you need to say, what parties have you been invited to? And then they go, oh, well, we've got this one. Well, you go, well, I've got this one. Can we do a little like party swap. Can you get me on that list? Boy, can I get you on that list? And then the other one is gatecrashing is also really good. We've gate over the years. When I was a lot younger, gatecrashing is. I mean, we still do it now. We just managed it last year. Basically, get somebody in and then get them to like talk to somebody and then get a list. And I mean, or just walk up and pretend like you belong. Girl on the list. Oh my God. Or going through the back door. I've also done that, but that's another story for another time.
I want to hear your stories now, definitely.
Yeah. And then getting to the party thinking it's going to be really good, and then you're bowling thinking this is going to be the best party ever, and then you're like, oh, well, this was...
Oh, and my God. Point
of this, oh, let's go.
Talking of parties, I went to a party on Saturday, which was a launch of, like, Adobe Express Firefly. So it's like Adobe's... I'm like, if you go to an event, can I ask you... I mean, this is a really important question, which isn't listed... If you go to an event and the guest list is first name, do you think it's going to be a good party or a bad party?
Good.
See, I always think an event list should be your last name. I always think when I go into an event and it's the first name listed for the guest list.
Oh, right, yeah.
For me, as someone who's organised events, I'm like, that means you're amateur. And to be honest, that was not arranged very well.
No, is it not? I'm just thinking if they're on first name terms, as in like alphabetic style.
Yeah, that's so basic.
Oh, so you look at the W, but you're in a K. Oh, yeah, because as a W, my life is really simple. At the end. I am always at the end. It's very, never
very few. I'm always first. And then if it's first name, I'm not. Like, come on.
Yeah. Whereas, I'm right in the middle. All of my friends have got... All of my friends from like school and things are all people who like were also at my end of the register because we used to stand around for ages.
You're literate, basically.
In that's queues. What you are. Well, because we were always last for everything, weren't we? Okay, we had a long time.
That is my signal. My signal for something that doesn't work for an event. Event managers always should be the last name. Okay.
I'll remember that.
Just letting you know. But okay. So, right. I've made it all the way to UK Reform, any other show. What do I need to do when I'm there apart from obviously go through my schedule?
What do you need to do? You need to ditch the pitch, you need to be yourself, and you need to have fun, and you need to talk to people and make some genuine connections. And I think that's really, really, that's some of the things that we always talk about. You're not there to sell, you're there to start to build relationships. Business to business essentially is now, I think that's the terminology, people to people. And actually what you're trying to do is move relationships on and create new ones and cement ones that you've maybe had for a long time. And that's the way to think about business development. Yes, there will be opportunities that will come out of those relationships, but focus on the relationship that you want with that person. If you're enjoying yourself with someone and you're getting on with them, and you know what, just go with the flow, because that will stand you in so much better stead in the future than going, right, I need to talk to 40 people if I haven't spoken to 40 people.
But you know when someone's doing that, it's awful.
Exactly. And it's really weird because some people look at them and go, oh, they're so successful, they're working the room, and everybody else is like, and it's like, well,
no, because I'm going to delete as soon as that person comes into my inbox or anywhere, right? You'll be like,
really, really good conversations that you get, or a night with somebody that you can follow up with really great things to talk, you know, move that relationship on, like I say, go from cold to really warm, go from warm to really, really hot, you know what I mean? So if you think about that and the relationships that you want, and do it that way. So go into it with that and just be really open to opportunity, to people and stuff. And we always say be interested and interesting.
Yeah. Or is that curious conversations, isn't it? And just being open and listening and being like,
And questions.
Questions.
You know
what? I did a workshop last week with Chris Doe, who's I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And like, it was all about questions. For pictures and stuff, he's like, just ask people lots of questions.
What a lot of people go to these things is they go with the things that they think they need to tell people.
Yeah.
And we always say, no, go with the things you want to find out.
And then that makes it a lot more interesting.
And then life is so much easier because you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I need to tell them that and I need to say that and I need to know all of this stuff. Just go in and say, go in with the questions and the things that you want to know about somebody. And then how you can feed that back into your business and all that, and you'll have a much better time.
At UK Reef, I've met some amazing people who have inspired me.
Yeah.
How do I remember them all? How do I record stuff?
Business cards and notes.
My memory is shocking, by the way.
Yeah. So if people give you a business card, make a note on it. No, never again. My God. Yes. Any
distinguishing features, but that can be a bit offensive.
Yeah, I'd probably make a little note about them. And if it's not worth it, just bin it. Don't bring it home. Like, just pop it into the envelope. We'll forget that one. Don't even worry about it. Just leave it in the bin in the hotel or the Airbnb.
But not
that one in
them.
The bin. Recycle, obviously, if it's not covered in plastic. Yeah, not never in front of anybody.
Just checking. Okay.
And I would also always say that, remember that everyone knows someone. So always, you know, when I say not that one or no, unless they've been really offended.
Be
you know
polite,
I mean?
Really.
Be polite. Yeah. Just be nice. Like, you know, it's nice to be nice. Just be a good person.
Okay, so show's done. I'm back in London. Yeah. What do I need to do?
So if you have a CRM. Oh, and also, I was going to tell you about a little thing called Bling. I don't know if you know Bling.
Oh, yeah, my business card app. That's really good.
Oh, that's really good. I've been blinged a couple of times. I would definitely, if you haven't got
is it Bling
something
or Blink?
Of that nature.
With a Q.
Yes. Is it Bling or Blink? I can't spell it.
Oh,
it?
I think it might be Blink with a Q. I'm literally looking at my
hand. There you go, like B-L-I-N-Q.
Yes, B-L-I-N-Q. Quoi?
Not very good for those who don't. Okay, it's not Blink then. It's Bling.
Blink.
I thought it was great, like Bling.
It's not Bling, it's Blink.
I'm going to Bling you. I've been going around to people going,
really good.
Me.
And also, you've got the app on. You know you can scan your
yes, you can
QR
do all
code
all
on LinkedIn,
yes.
Can't you? Which I think is brilliant as well. That's those two things.
Are great. And if you don't have business cards, it's also really good because you can just go, oh, I'll send you an email now. And then you put the subject line of chat in a bar, man who likes beer, or, you know, woman who loves
actually,
dogs.
I like that. That's
you
really
know?
Good.
And you straight away, because of the conversation you've had, you capture it in the subject and you send it.
And also, that's your record. Then. That's your record as well, right?
So that's always another way.
Oh, I like
just
that.
Just mean you need to take your phone out with you, but that's always just straight away do the email exchange.
That's brilliant. Okay, so I think that is it for our questions.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
The only thing I would say is when you're back, you did say one more thing, when you're back, follow up and make the subject line really interesting. No dull subject lines here.
Not all right, so what is an interesting subject line? Tell me all.
Oh, well, the one that we were talking about, let's say, we were talking about, I don't know, our children and boys and the amount of distance they can run.
Yeah.
So I would be, the subject would be, I'd write the email, then I'd look back and think, oh, the distance boys run, you know, and that would be...
Oh, so it would stand out in your inbox rather than good
and
to meet you at UK Reef.
Introduction to, you know, always thinking, follow up, la, 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 you know, or if we spoke about food and we said we were going to go somewhere, put some dates and times in for where we're going to go for the food and put the title in, the food we love. Just that stuff, it makes it more
and
personal.
Make it
people
human
like
again,
it.
Isn't it? I think that's the thing, isn't it? Make it human because then you can kind of build the relationship and really enjoy it.
Yeah, and have a bit of fun with it.
Networking, fun.
No one thinks it's fun, but I think that's also the thing, right? No one actually really enjoys it. So straight away, we always say, there's your icebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I hate it. It's like you don't need to go anywhere. It's like the weather or COVID. It's a common, it's the easiest, what you need to do is find the easiest thing that makes you a collective. And the commonality in networking is that no one really likes it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So there's your common thread and that's how to do it.
And actually, if you're that one who makes it fun, then they remember you because you're like, actually, I had a really lovely time, isn't it? It's like, really good conversation.
They introduced me to a few people. We always say, act like the host. Pretend like, even if it's not your, you know, introduce people to other people, take them for a drink. Like just, you'll have much more fun and people will really enjoy it. So don't worry about breaking into conversations. Worry about how you are present. You know what I mean? The only person you can deal with is you.
Yeah.
I cannot make everybody in the room act in a different way or let me into their conversation. But what I can do is I can stand there with a bloody great big smile on my face and look like it might be fun if you. Yeah. And then if someone stood on their own, go over and go, hello.
Hello.
How am I? This is hell, isn't it?
And it was yes. The first.
Let's go get some. Yeah, let's get some food and a drink. So that's all, you know, and it is like that age old adage, isn't it? Like, don't worry about everybody else, just worry about yourself in a weird way. But then, and then go in with the questions, don't ditch the all that stuff. Just go in. Oh, you're interesting. Oh, let's have a cat.
And just makes it a little more fun, doesn't it?
Oh, where are you going? Oh, you're going to that party. Can I come with you? Oh, the places you go.
Anyway, on that lovely note, thank you so much for being an awesome guest and for your tips.
You are welcome.
And I'm looking forward to UK Reef. Thank you.
Yes, let us know how it goes. I'll be very excited to hear how it goes.